This is Danielle Robay from Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club. A new car is kind of like a new book. It takes you places you never thought you could go. What will you drive into the next chapter of your life? It's fun to dream about your next car, but when you're done dreaming, you need to head to cars.com. Cars.com has the tools and expert advice to help you find your dream car. Their advanced search filters allow you to explore 2 million new and used cars so that you can find the perfect car. Start your search with cars.com. Where to next?
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's best deal ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple?
Don't ruin it.
Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online, After Midnight.
By the time she arrived at the hotel, she was exhausted. The conference had already been a long week, and her flight had been delayed twice before finally landing just after sunset. All she wanted was a shower, a quiet room, and a full night's sleep before her presentation the following morning. The hotel itself seemed nice enough. It was one of those older downtown properties that had been renovated several times over the years. The lobby was elegant, the staff was friendly, and the room looked exactly like the pictures online. She dropped her suitcase near the bed, took a quick shower, and ordered room service before settling in for the evening. The first noise came shortly after 10 o'clock. At first, she barely noticed it. A heavy thump echoed through the wall beside her bed, followed by what sounded like furniture scraping across the floor. She glanced toward the adjoining wall and rolled her eyes. Apparently, the person staying next door had decided it was the perfect time to rearrange the room. A few minutes later, she heard the sound again, followed by the unmistakable noise of footsteps moving around the room. Another thump echoed through the wall. And for the next hour, the sounds came and went without any obvious pattern. The disturbance was annoying, but not particularly unusual. Hotels were full of people coming and going at all hours, and she eventually stopped paying attention. By midnight, she had forgotten about it entirely and drifted off to sleep. The following morning began early. She spent most of the day attending conference sessions, sitting through presentations, and making polite conversation with people she would probably never see again. By the time she returned to the hotel that evening, she was looking forward to a quiet night and an even earlier bedtime. As she stepped off the elevator and headed toward her room, she noticed a housekeeper working nearby. The conversation that followed lasted less than a minute, but it stayed with her for the rest of the evening. After casually mentioning the noisy guest in the neighboring room, she learned that the room beside hers wasn't occupied. According to hotel records, it had been empty for the entire week. The answer caught her off guard. At first, she assumed there had to be some mistake. Hotels lost track of room assignments all the time. Maybe someone had checked in late. Maybe maintenance had been working inside the room. Maybe the sounds were carrying through the walls from somewhere farther down the hall. There were plenty of reasonable explanations. Even so, she found herself thinking about it after returning to her room. The neighboring room remained quiet for several hours while she answered emails, watched television, and prepared for the next day's presentation. Around 11 o'clock, she finally started relaxing enough to think about sleep. Then the noises started again. The first sound was unmistakable, Something heavy struck the floor, hard enough for her to feel a faint vibration through the wall. A few seconds later, she heard the scraping noise she remembered from the previous night. It moved slowly across the room as though someone were dragging a chair or a table from one side to the other. She muted the television. The sound continued. A moment later came the footsteps. Not running, not pacing, just steady movement from one end of the room to the other and back again. What bothered her wasn't the noise itself. The sounds were completely ordinary. If someone had told her another guest was staying next door, she would never have questioned it. Yet every time she remembered what the housekeeper had said, the activity became harder to ignore. For nearly an hour, the noises continued, and then they stopped. The silence that followed felt almost as strange as the sounds themselves. After listening to movement on the other side of the wall for so long, the sudden absence of it seemed oddly noticeable. She waited for another thump or another scrape of furniture, but nothing came. Eventually, she convinced herself the mystery wasn't worth worrying about. Whatever explanation existed was probably far less interesting than her imagination wanted it to be. She turned off the lamp beside the bed, climbed beneath the covers, and closed her eyes. She had almost fallen asleep when three sharp knocks echoed through the room. Her eyes opened instantly. For a moment, she wasn't even sure where the sound had come from. Then it happened again. Three distinct knocks. This time she knew exactly what she was hearing. Someone was knocking on her hotel room door. Annoyed more than concerned, she climbed out of bed and crossed the room. It wasn't unusual for guests to knock on the wrong door, especially late at night. Someone could have mistaken the room number, or perhaps a group returning from a night out was playing a prank. She opened the door immediately. The hallway was empty. She stepped into the corridor and looked in both directions. Nothing moved. The elevator sat at the far end of the hall, silent and closed. No doors were opening. No footsteps echoed through the carpeted corridor. There wasn't a single person in sight. The experience was odd, but hardly terrifying. Someone could have knocked and walked away. Kids played pranks. Drunk guests made mistakes. There were dozens of explanations that made more sense than anything paranormal. Even so, she found herself locking the deadbolt before returning to bed. The room remained quiet after that. There were no more knocks, no more footsteps, and no sounds from the neighboring room. Eventually, exhaustion won out, and she drifted off to sleep. The next morning would be her final day at the conference. After one more night in the hotel, she would be heading home. At least, that was the plan. The following day passed quickly. Most of her attention remained focused on the conference, but every now and then she found herself thinking about the previous two nights. It wasn't the noises themselves that bothered her. Hotels were noisy places, and she had spent enough nights traveling for work to know that strange sounds came with the territory. What troubled her was the lack of a reasonable explanation. The room next door sounded occupied, yet she had been told it sat empty. By late afternoon, the conference had wrapped up. People exchanged business cards, made promises to stay in touch, and slowly headed home. She returned to the hotel carrying the pleasant sense of relief that comes whenever a work obligation is finally finished. The next morning, she would be flying home, and all she had left to do was get through one final night. For a while, everything seemed perfectly normal. She ordered dinner, watched television, and spent some time reading before bed. More than once, she caught herself listening for sounds from the neighboring room, but the wall remained silent. The longer the quiet lasted, the more she began convincing herself that the previous two nights had been nothing more than an odd misunderstanding. By 11 o'clock, she was feeling almost embarrassed that she had spent so much of the day thinking about it. That feeling didn't last. A little after 10, she heard the unmistakable sound of a door opening somewhere next door. A few seconds later came footsteps moving across the room, followed by the scrape of something heavy being dragged across the floor. The sounds were so ordinary that they almost felt reassuring. Once again, they created the impression of somebody settling into a hotel room for the evening. Had she never spoken with the housekeeper, she probably would have ignored the noise entirely. Instead, she found herself listening. The activity continued intermittently for nearly an hour. Sometimes it sounded as though someone was walking slowly from one side of the room to the other. Other times it sounded like furniture being shifted around. There was nothing dramatic about it, nothing that sounded threatening. If anything, the noises were frustrating because they seemed so normal. Every sound reinforced the idea that somebody was occupying the room, yet she knew she had been told the room was vacant. More than once, she considered calling the front desk each time she talked herself out of it. What exactly was she supposed to report? That she could hear somebody in a room that supposedly wasn't occupied? The complaint sounded ridiculous even inside her own head. Eventually, she turned her attention back to the television and tried to stop thinking about it. Shortly after midnight, the activity stopped. The silence that followed felt unusually noticeable. After listening to movement next door for so long, the sudden absence of it seemed almost unnatural. She waited for another footstep or another scrape of furniture, but nothing came. The room beside hers had gone completely quiet. Eventually, she turned off the lights and climbed into bed. She wasn't sure how much time passed before the sound woke her. At first, she thought somebody was knocking on her hotel room door. The noise had that same sharp quality that immediately demands attention. Then she realized the sound had come from somewhere else entirely. The balcony. The realization sent a chill through her before she even had time to think about it. Her room was on the fifth floor. The balcony didn't connect to any neighboring rooms, and there was no exterior walkway outside the building. As far as she knew, there was no practical reason for anyone to be standing outside the glass door in the middle of the night. She sat upright and listened. Several seconds passed, then the sound came again. Three deliberate knocks against the glass. The room suddenly felt very quiet. For nearly a minute, she remained motionless, staring toward the closed curtains. She searched for explanations, telling herself it could have been wind, debris, or something striking the building from outside. The theory sounded increasingly weak the longer she sat there. Whatever had made the noise hadn't sounded random, it had sounded intentional. Eventually, she forced herself out of bed. The walk across the room felt much longer than it should have. When she finally reached the curtains, she hesitated before pulling them aside and looking out onto the balcony. Nothing was there. The city stretched into the darkness below. Traffic moved along distant streets and lights glowed from buildings scattered across the skyline. The balcony itself was completely empty. There was no person standing outside the door, no animal perched on the railing, nothing that could explain the sound she had heard. She stood there for several moments before finally letting the curtain fall closed again. The experience rattled her enough that she called the front desk. She felt slightly foolish while explaining the situation, especially when she heard herself describing knocks on a fifth-floor balcony in the middle of the night. Even so, the employee took the concern seriously and offered to send security upstairs. A few minutes later, a security guard arrived and listened patiently while she explained what had happened. Together, they stepped onto the balcony and looked around. The guard checked the railing, looked up and down the exterior of the building, and confirmed what she already knew. There was no practical way for anyone to reach that balcony from outside. The inspection should have made her feel better. Instead, it somehow made things worse. The guard couldn't explain the knocking, but he did his best to reassure her. Before leaving, she casually mentioned the neighboring room and the noises she had been hearing for the past 2 nights. The guard immediately confirmed what the housekeeper had told her earlier. The room next door wasn't occupied. According to the hotel's records, nobody had stayed there all week. After he left, she found herself wishing she had never asked. The room suddenly felt different, not haunted, not threatening, just wrong. She turned on every light, switched on the television for background noise, and tried convincing herself she was overreacting. The sounds had stopped. Security had checked the balcony. The situation was over. For a while, she almost believed it. Then the footsteps returned. They began so quietly that she nearly missed them. A slow movement crossed the neighboring room, followed by another. The sound reminded her of somebody walking without any destination in mind, simply moving from one side of the room to the other. There was something strangely patient about it. The footsteps never hurried. They never stumbled. They just continued at the same measured pace. She muted the television and listened. The movement continued for several minutes before finally stopping. This time, the silence didn't last long. A series of knocks echoed through the wall beside her bed. Not from the hallway, not from outside, from the neighboring room. She stared at the wall without moving. The sound came again several seconds later from exactly the same location. Whatever was making the noise seemed to be standing directly on the other side of the wall. The realization settled over her slowly, bringing with it a level of unease she hadn't felt before. Up until that moment, the activity had seemed distant. It had belonged to another room, another space. Now it felt much closer. The remainder of the night passed without sleep. She sat in a chair near the door with every light in the room turned on, occasionally glancing toward the wall and listening for more movement. The footsteps never returned, and neither did the knocking. Yet the absence of sound wasn't comforting. If anything, it left her alone with her thoughts, replaying everything that had happened over the previous two nights. By the time the first hint of daylight appeared around the edges of the curtains, she had already made up her mind. She wasn't staying another night, and in fact, she wasn't sure she wanted to remain there another hour. By the time daylight began creeping around the edges of the curtains, she had already made her decision. The conference was over, and although her flight wasn't until later that afternoon, she saw no reason to remain in the hotel any longer than necessary. She showered, packed her suitcase, and gathered her belongings with the kind of efficiency that comes from wanting to leave a place as quickly as possible. In the clear light of morning, the decision felt slightly ridiculous. Nothing had actually happened to her. No one had threatened her, and no one had tried to enter the room. If she explained the situation to a friend, she suspected they would tell her she was overreacting. The logical part of her brain spent most of the morning making exactly that argument. Hotels made strange noises. Sound carried through walls in unexpected ways. Fatigue could make people more sensitive to things they would normally ignore. The problem was that she had spent two full days trying to convince herself of those explanations, and none of them felt right. Every theory seemed reasonable until she examined it closely. Then it fell apart. After loading her suitcase onto a luggage cart, she headed downstairs to check out. The lobby was beginning to fill with travelers leaving for airports, business meetings, and sightseeing excursions. Everything felt completely normal, which somehow made the previous night's experience seem even more disconnected from reality. For a moment, she considered leaving without mentioning any of it, but curiosity got the better of her. She kept the conversation simple. Rather than describing the footsteps, the knocking, or the balcony incident, she asked a single question about the room next door. The employee checked the hotel's records and confirmed what she had already been told twice before. The room had remained vacant throughout her stay. No guests had checked in. No maintenance crews had been assigned to it. As far as the hotel was concerned, nobody had occupied the room at all. The answer shouldn't have mattered, yet hearing it one final time left her with an uneasy feeling she couldn't shake. She already knew what the housekeeper had said. The security guard had confirmed the same thing. Still, some part of her had hoped there would be a different explanation waiting for her at the front desk. There wasn't. She thanked the employee, walked out of the hotel, and left with exactly as many questions as she had when she arrived. The flight home was uneventful, and within a few days she found herself slipping back into her normal routine. Work piled up, emails demanded responses, and meetings quickly replaced thoughts of the hotel. She assumed the experience would eventually fade into the background like so many other strange travel memories. Instead, it stayed with her. Not in a dramatic way. She didn't become obsessed with it, and she didn't spend years researching the hotel's history. The memory simply refused to disappear. Every now and then it would return without warning, usually late at night when she found herself staying in another hotel room somewhere across the country. What lingered wasn't the fear, it was the uncertainty. The sounds themselves had been ordinary. Footsteps, furniture moving, doors opening and closing. There was nothing inherently frightening about any of it. Had somebody actually been staying in the neighboring room, she probably wouldn't have remembered the trip at all. What transformed those ordinary sounds into something unsettling was the simple fact that every person she spoke with insisted the room had been empty. Years later, she still traveled frequently for work and spent countless nights in hotels. Most of the time, the noises surrounding her never earned a second thought. Guests came and went. Elevators rattled, doors slammed. It was all part of staying away from home. Every once in a while, however, She would hear footsteps through a wall late at night and find herself thinking about that room. She would remember lying awake while movement continued on the other side of a wall that should have separated her from an empty space. She would remember the knocks against the balcony glass and the uncomfortable realization that there was no obvious way for anyone to have been standing outside. Most of all, she would remember sitting in a brightly lit hotel room until sunrise. Not because she knew something paranormal was happening, but because she could no longer convince herself that nothing was. More than anything, she remembered leaving. Not because she discovered what had been making the noises, but because she realized she had reached the point where she no longer wanted to find out.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.